Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim Klaus Hamaches, and we're starting Simen Yutes. So the Chayyadim says, Chayyab l'kayim mitzvah, if you're the mitzvah, l'fazra, zeh isra nechosav. A person is mechayyab to do a mitzvah, even though this is going to cost him money. Even if it's going to cost him a lot of money. Even if it's going to cost him a large portion of what he owns. So even if it's going to cost him one-tenth of his property to do the mitzvah. So that's Eliyahu B'Shem Rebbe Ruchem. V'ad Chomish, up to a fifth of what the person owns, the person is mechuyev to spend to be able to do a mitzvah. So the person does not have tefillin, and he can't borrow tefillin. The only way he can make tefillin is by buying tefillin. And tefillin cost $2,000. And all he has is $20,000. He spends $2,000 on tefillin. He has $12,000. He spends $2,000 on tefillin. He has $10,000. He spends $2,000 on tefillin. Aber yosim mechamish min chasav ein tzarach lefaser. But if it's more than a chamish, so he's not mechiyev to spend it. So he only has $8,000. He's not mechiyev to spend $2,000 on tefillin. There's only tefillin available for $2,000. The only way he can do tefillin is by buying it. He's considered an onus, and he's not chayiv in the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, there is a minchas chinuch by the mitzvah of mezuzah, which contemplates the possibility that this is talking about a mitzvah which is a one-time mitzvah, but a mitzvah which is a constant mitzvah, so you're constantly being mevatel the mitzvah every time you don't do it. To be over there, you are mechayiv, this is more than a chaymish. This patur doesn't apply. And he bases himself on the idea of a Ran, that the Ran in Masechta Yuma discusses. We know there's a rule when a person is being erva in Aveira because of Bikur Nefesh. We try and do the lesser Aveira first, that we can feed him two foods which will help him recover. He needs to eat non-kosher food. We could feed him a piece of chazer, which is alav, or we could feed him a piece of chela, which is of chorus. We give him the chaza, which is a lav. We have a choice to being mechal or Shabbos and eating chazir. So if he needs one kazayas, that's what he needs to eat. And the only way, so he can either shecht an animal on Shabbos and then give him the food to eat, kosher food, but you have to mechal or Shabbos, or give him chazir to eat. Shabbos is more chomer, it's chiv skilo. So we give him a chazer. Let's say he has to eat multiple kazesim. The Ran says, in that situation, eating multiple kazesim of chazer, which has multiple averas, as opposed to b'mechal Shabbos, which is chi of skila, more than a chi of la, but it's only one avera. Once he shechted, he's done. It's better that we should b'mechal Shabbos, which is a one-time avera, than to do multiple averas of eating multiple kazesim of chazer. So we see this concept that multiple averas is more chomer than just a one-time single avera. Even if on the scale of the averas, one is more chomer than the other, but multiple averas still outweighs that. So arguably, being mevatel the mitzvah of mezuzah on a constant basis, that's the case of the minchas chinuch, he says possibly is more chomer than just a symbol, an asay, which is a one-time thing. So an example of tefillin, we could argue that argument as well. So that's not clear. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention such a concept and such a difference, and that the minchas chinuch seems to introduce the possibility. But I think the assumption of the poskim is like the way that we do not differentiate between the various different types of mitzvahs. So a person should not spend more than a chomer, in circle of azer, a filo mitzvah of eris. Even if he doesn't do it now, he'll lose the opportunity. Now, the Gemara says this in regards to tztaka, that they made a tekana in Usha, that hamavaz veitz ayavaz is yeshem mechemesh. So more in Ksuvis, the Gemara says that Usha was the place where the Sanhedrin, one of the places where the Sanhedrin had moved to after it had to leave Yerushalayim. And while the Sanhedrin was in the city of Usha, they made the tekana that a person who's spending money for mitzvahs or for tzedakah does not give more than a chomish. the concern being that possibly if he would do, that will cause him to be moved into a state of poverty, and he'll end up needing the people to support him, and that's not considered something he's mechuyev to do, or to mekayem a mitzvah. There are some exceptions. We know the mitzvah of Chanukah. Near Chanukah, it says that even if a person needs to go around collecting money to be able to do the mitzvah near Chanukah, he's mechuyev to do that. But that's an exception in this rule. But the idea we're not mechayev you to give more than what you have, because it eventually will impoverish you. So you're not mechayev to become an ani in order to be able to do the mitzvah. But near Chanukah, it says even if you have all you have left is a shirt off your back, you sell the shirt off your back to become the mitzvah of near Chanukah because of the concept of pursuing Nisa. But that's an exception. The primary rule is we have this limit of Chaimish. Besim, we'll see more in the next few shiurim about this concept. There's a lot to talk about the financial responsibilities a person has towards mitzvahs. Meanwhile, have a good day.